Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 728, Mod Me a Game, recorded live on April 9th, 2020. Everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And welcome back to another guest list podcast. Probably have another couple of these before we have another guest on, but
you make it sound like it's a bad thing.
Well, I know a lot of people like to have guests on the show and like to hear from other people, but it's nice for us just to kind of have our own little dialogue from time to time, and we're kind of taking a break from that. So it's
considering,
nice.
Let's see, how many guests have we had and how many podcasts have we done?
This year we've had more guest episodes than I think we've had our own episodes.
Yeah, over the course of the podcast.
Well, okay, yes. I'm just saying this year.
I think we've got a lot of time to ourselves.
But anyways.
But yes, I do understand what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to stretch those out so they kind of last throughout the whole year. We don't want to pack them all into the beginning of the year either.
Right. But we do have some people in queue to be on. I'm going to actually start working on schedules to, I think, have the earliest be the 23rd of April, where we get another guest on. Either that or the 30th. Because next week, and again, I haven't checked this over with GT, but I'm thinking next week we could probably do Renegades, since it's at that point, it would be about a month since we did Smoke and Shadow. What?
Did you have a fuzzy moment there?
I did. Cut that in post. And then 23rd might be another, depends on stuff that comes up or whatever, it might be another kind of independent show, but at least by the 30th, we'll have another guest on. That's the idea. We've got quite a few people who have already responded to the tweet that we put out that would be interested. So, yeah, we've got some people to get on the show for sure. But let's just go ahead and jump on into things. We've got quite a bit of a community update to go through. And as we normally start with, we have GT with our Fraggin' Friday recap. How we do last week, GT?
We did well. Had a lot of fun. We hung out in the Master Chief Collection.
Seems to be a favorite lately.
Uh-huh. Dig some BTB. We're just playing a mix. We had to drop Halo 3 kind of early because it kept doing popping its up. Back-to-back Halo 3.
Yep.
I was having a bad night when it came to my shot. I couldn't hit the freaking broadside of a barn. So it was a fun night for me.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, all in all, we had a great time. It's always fun to get together with all of you and play some video games. But
we have half the Fraggin' Friday crew actually in the mixer chat right now.
Yeah. I think they forgot what day it was.
Yeah.
It's Thursday, not Friday. Oh.
Well, they're here for the show and they can be here for games tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's all good. Vince is like, shh, don't tell them. Very nice. Well, again, if you want to participate in the game night, then you are more than welcome to. We start things at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday, and then we will have a poll in our Discord for you to choose what we want to play.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Achieving Halo saw Bobby and I get a couple more achievements last week. We got the remaining Kinsano achievements for multiplayer, and then we went on to play a couple of Blitz matches to chip away at the, I think it's play 25 Blitz matches.
Yeah.
So we're chipping away at that. So we have a total of 8 more achievements left for me to get in Halo Wars 2.
Cool.
Yeah. And I will say again, if there are achievements in Halo Wars 2 that you guys are also looking to get, then we would be more than happy to work with you during the stream to get them. So just show up to the stream or hop on our Discord, or let us know in socials that you are wanting to work on some achievements with us. Even if there's achievements that we already have that you don't have, we will be more than happy to work with you to get them on stream. So since we're doing Halo Wars 2, we're going to ask that keep it Halo Wars 2 while we're doing it. And then we will jump into another game at some point. And I still need to actually schedule a achievement hunting night with the Halo Completionist folks. If you guys have any particular games that you really, really want to get achievements in, just let us know. And we'll obviously try to work with you guys to see what we can do as far as a game night. And of course, just hop into our Discord, hit up someone in the community and see if someone wants to help there too.
Yeah.
As far as our community content goes, I slacked off on the streamer showcase again.
Oops.
I have one that I'm going to be doing for this week. I'm probably going to write it up tomorrow so I don't forget to post it over the weekend. But there is going to be one coming this weekend for sure. And then for Machinima Monday, this one is The Professional. And again, thanks to Writing Spartan for posting this one up on our blog. And this one is posted by the Halo Collective, which is a kind of machinima and montage group. It's kind of like a Halo video production group. But this is just a more serious tone machinima piece. So you can go on over and check that out on our blog, podtacular.com. For company commendations, haven't quite checked this one yet, but I believe we haven't gotten any new ones yet. Nope, we're still working on the top three. Killing an opponent that shot you first, we have 18,714 out of 19,400, so we are underneath the 700 mark on that one. Getting closer, indeed, yes. For assassinations, we have another 360 there to go. And then for splattering, we have another 395.
Ooh, get those splatters out.
Yep. I think that one's gone up two since last time. Wasn't it 4503 last time?
Honestly, I don't remember.
Something like that. And at the bottom, we have the same two. Killing Marines, 8,111. And then Shoulder Bash, 1,606 out of quite a lot. So yeah. No new tales from the foxhole from our Discord, but just a reminder, you can submit your stories to us on our social media, in our Discord, via email, however you want to do it. We'd like to hear from the community to see what you guys are doing within Halo games or run across things in real life that's Halo related. So if there's anything you want to share with us on the podcast and have us read it out, then please send it to us and let us know. We'd be happy to talk about it.
Most definitely.
Yep. All right. Time to go over the playlist updates for Halo 5 and the Master Chief Collection. What do we got for Halo 5 this week, GT?
Well, this weekend we have Mythic Shoddy Snipes and Warzone Assault. Double XP has been turned on until at least April 29th. So get in there and grind out that XP and get your 152. For the Master Chief Collection, we have Griffball moving into the 4v4 playlist for Halo 2 Anniversary, Halo 3, Halo 4, and Reach. And again, double XP there for MCCs, so...
The update really didn't have much, so there's nothing.
There's not much.
Yeah, just that there's Griffball.
Hopefully we have something before next weekend.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yes. There's a little update from Postums on the forums based on the Halo 2 Anniversary testing. There is a tweet that he put out a little bit later on, but as of when he wrote this post on the forums, this was back on April 3rd. And he said that they're almost ready to begin Ring 1, Ring 2 testing. There were some blockers that they were going to try to get out of the way before they got on over there. And then from the tweet that he posted, I believe it was either Tuesday or yesterday, that he said that there's one critical blocker. And unfortunately, it's a pretty big one. And they're not sure how long it's going to take to actually get it fixed. So we might be looking at least another week before we actually hear anything of a flight for Halo 2 on PC.
Yeah. I would prefer them get it right than get it fast.
Yes.
But on the other hand, they are running out of time.
Infinite's coming. Although
they wanted to do flighting for Infinite too, so.
Well, given the current situation of things around the globe, they might have more time than they originally thought.
Might. Like I said, it all depends on... We haven't heard that Infinite has been delayed yet.
Right.
So all we can do is operate on the information that we have, and the information we have states that it's still going to launch this fall. So,
yeah.
In that case, they're running out of time.
They are. Yeah.
And this only exacerbates that, because now that, you know, everybody's working from home, I'm not saying that they can't get work done, but it does make it more cumbersome.
Makes it more challenging.
Yes.
Put it that way.
It's different, you know, when you have the person right there next to you that you can say, hey, what do you think about this? Or I'm having trouble with this, or, you know, which way do we need to go? And then it's something else to actually have to pick up a phone or start a Skype call or something like that.
Yep.
So I'm glad that everybody's staying home and staying safe. I'm not knocking that, but.
Yes. Take care of yourself.
Yes, most definitely.
Take care of yourself out there.
We prefer that you were around to play Infinite.
Right. So we'll see what happens with that. I've seen a couple of articles, and I know there's a whole bunch of back and forth right now of things are likely going to get delayed, but then I think it was on Unlocked where Phil Spencer was saying that there wasn't anything that he think would be delaying the console, and I mean, who the heck knows at this point, but given the fact of everything else we're seeing as far as like shipping delays and production delays in almost every industry around the world, I honestly would be very surprised if we did not see a delay.
Well, I was just...
And that's just my personal opinion on it.
Well, I was watching a video tonight, and people were, you know, freaking out about AMD CPUs and Intel CPUs and, you know, all those computer stuff not being available, and the manufacturers have already ramped up production and they're meeting demand. So as far as hardware, I don't see that there will be a problem with hardware.
Okay.
Not launching.
Interesting.
You know, the development work on the Xbox Series X, Microsoft... Ease. Anyway, you know, most of the development work is already done. You know, I'm sure they've actually got the design nailed down and they're just waiting to go into production. They might be still chasing some small nitpicky things, but, you know, the bulk of the design is done.
It's probably the software that's the leftover pieces, really.
Yeah. You know, there's nothing right now. I don't think there's anything stopping them from going into production.
Not hardware wise. No, I agree.
Yeah, not hardware. Right. You know, software. They may still be working on bugs, but they've already got development kits out there for people to start developing games for it.
Right, but dev kits aren't necessarily the same thing as the console. Most of the hardware is the same, but
right,
it's not the
exact operating system is a little different, but it still has to react the same way as the operating system that they launch will.
Right.
So the base kernel and everything still has to be the same.
Right. You're right.
Yeah. Yes, there are different tweaks for the dev kits. They generally run the CPUs hotter, and they give them more access to RAM and stuff for debugging and things like that. But, you know, the base kit still needs to be able to perform like the production kit does, or their game's not going to run. They're not going to run well.
Right.
There'll be a day one patch. You know there will be.
There's going to be day one patches for just about every software release on console, whether it's game or OS or who knows what.
Yeah, it's gotten to the point where, you know, even downloading a piece of software off the internet, you install it, and the first thing it wants to do is update itself.
I mean, software is just that complex, and it's always getting updated and bug fixes, security fixes.
I mean, let me put it this way. Well, on one of my computers, I just had to reinstall Windows. I downloaded and I made a new install USB. Right before I did this, I downloaded the latest image of Windows, and use the latest image to install Windows. And what's the first thing it did after it gets all launched?
Check for updates.
Fires up Windows Update.
Yep.
And it wasn't driver. I mean, granted, there were some driver updates in there. That's fine. But the big ones were Windows updates. It's like,
yeah,
it literally just downloaded the image.
Anyways. Yeah,
it's
so anyways, back to what we originally were talking about. Halo 2 anniversary update. Our flight is going to be delayed a little bit longer. There is no news of a community spotlight yet. We haven't seen it be posted. I know last week the community update was the Twitter version that Unishek put out. So we don't have anything on that right now. If something comes up during the show, we'll try to react to it. If not, I guess we'll talk about it next week if there is one. We'll see.
Yep, there is one.
We've got some tweets that were put out. Halo actually retweeted a poll. IGN's been doing some power ranking polls just to kind of help fill in the time during the global pandemic. And they're in the semifinal rounds. And the latest one actually is has two different polls going on. First one is Master Chief and Link. And these were actually posted yesterday, so I think all the results are pretty much out. Master Chief did win. Out of 93,002 votes, Master Chief won 63.7%. And the other half of it was Mario versus the Doom Guy. And Mario won with 64.3%.
Yeah, that's pretty much the way I'd have picked that one.
So Master Chief and Mario are the two finalists in this poll.
I think Mario's going to win.
And this was posted on the 7th, which was means it was Tuesday. So next Tuesday on the 14th, everyone needs to go vote for Master Chief in IGN's poll.
Mm-hmm. I will.
I'll do it from all 6 accounts that I have. And I'll create more accounts. I won't do that.
I think we're verging on the edge of dishonesty there, Dust.
They're all Halo accounts. I've got Mine, Potacular, the Halo Mole, the Halo Hub, Virgil. What's my 6th one? There's a 6th one in there somewhere. Oh, no, the other one. That's not a Halo one. Never mind. I got 5. I've got 5 official Halo Twitters that I can use to vote. Anyways, yes, next Tuesday, vote in IGN's poll. Let's root for our boy Master Chief. Isn't there a law against stacking votes? I mean, in a political poll, sure. Not in an internet poll. Another tweet came out from Halo. They're getting in the whole community poll game. They put out a tweet a couple of days ago. And there's an image associated with this, so I'll explain that for anyone who hasn't seen it. They say, you and your friends can only play 3 of these maps in a LAN party. Which would you choose? And there are 9 possible selections. First one is Blood Gulch on Halo CE. Second one is Lockout on Halo 2. Third one is, I'm blanking on the name, Countdown? Yeah, Countdown. No, not Countdown.
Countdown.
So there's C.
It's Halo 5.
Yep. I don't know why I'm blanking on it.
Yeah, we'll come back to that one in a minute. Number 4 is, Midship?
Yep. Halo 2.
Okay. And then we have Guardian from Halo 3, Zanzibar from Halo 2, The Pit from Halo 3. This is a Halo 4 map. What the heck is its name?
I'm blanking on that one, too. I know I've seen the name recently, too.
And then, of course, Haven from Halo 4.
Yeah, the Halo 5 one, which was number 3, is Coliseum.
Yeah. Thank you, Bobby.
And
anything but Chiron, huh?
I love Chiron. I love Chiron TL-34.
Hey, Chiron, you know, rockets on Chiron. Shotguns on Chiron.
Yes. Yes. The other one from Halo 4 is Exile.
Yes, Exile. Okay.
So out of those 9 maps, if you can only play 3 in the LAN party, which ones would you choose? I made my vote on Twitter. But did you make your vote on Twitter, GT, or have you?
No, I didn't.
You want to do a quick vote on this one before we move on?
Well, I would say Midship, Coliseum, And, oh, the third one, probably, well, for me, it'd be kind of a tie. Either Haven or Zanzibar.
Okay.
Probably more towards Haven.
Okay.
But it's a toss-up with those two.
So you said Midship, Haven.
3, 4, and we'll go 6.
Oh, I mean 9.
Or, yeah, 9, sorry.
Got it. I did Blood Gulch because I have very fond memories of being in college and doing LAN parties and playing 3-4 hour games of CTF on Blood Gulch. Like, one game was 3 to 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Lockout on Halo 2 and Zanzibar on Halo 2. So those were my picks. And then another tweet came out, which I don't think they actually did this yet, but I guess it might be something in the works. They said that they're going to bring a community play date from home, and they actually tweeted this out on Tuesday and linked to Mixer, but I don't remember seeing them going live on Mixer yesterday, and there's no VOD for it. So I'm wondering if things didn't happen, or they were planning it for another week or something. They didn't specify a date on the tweet, but they said they were going to do something from home. So we might see a social stream at some point in the near future, just a home edition of it.
They're probably trying to get the RTMP server working right.
Yeah, there's a lot of nuance with everyone working from home now.
Yeah.
Yep. Just a reminder, there is still the Relief and Recovery Rec Pack that is available for purchase. It's $9.99, and all the proceeds for that goes to Global Giving, helping out with coronavirus relief. And then we have a Today in Halo post. Do you want to take a stab at that one, GT?
Today in Halo. 3rd of April, 2511. Lieutenant Junior Grade Frederick 104 is born on the colony of Ballast?
Ballast.
Ballast?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure, whatever.
I could make all kinds of words out of that, but none of them would be appropriate. He is selected for the Halo 2 program where he
Spartan 2 program.
excels at close quarters combat and strategy. He will go on to be an integral member of Blue Team.
Yes. The Blue Team. And then we have a new Halo product.
And I have to say this. I actually went on a website to buy this, and they didn't have it at my size.
You should
see.
You should tag Postums, or not Postums.
Halo Gear.
Halo Gear, John Friend, and Phasmatic. 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 Yeah, it's James Monos. I was trying to think of his Twitter handle.
Kevin. Yeah, I'm not hammering them because I mean you've got to cut the sizes off somewhere.
I mean Kevin has a similar challenge that you do, but yeah. So there is another way that you can help out with the coronavirus relief. I think this goes to the same charity. Yep, Global Giving. This is a shirt that you can get. Very, it kind of reminds me of the Bungie one that they did for Katrina.
Mm-hmm. Of which they are doing another one for this as well.
Oh, good. They have some semblance of a classic UNSC logo with a ribbon across the front of the logo that says hashtag we got this Spartans. And it has a couple other decals on it. And it's a military green shirt. And you can get it in sizes from extra small to triple extra large. And they cost $24.95 and they are made by MetaThreads.
And on the bottom of the shirt under the logo, it says hope and love. And they've highlighted the H of hope, the A of and the L O of love. Halo.
What does that spell? Halo.
What's that spell? Halo.
Yeah. Oh.
But it's a nice little twist. So
yep.
If they have a shirt that you can actually wear, I would recommend you go pick one up if you have the funds.
A couple of things to note with this, too, is it's currently a pre-order. Mm-hmm. It's going to take 4 to 6 weeks for your order to ship. And you also get a month of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate with this purchase. So if you don't have Xbox Game Pass Ultimate yet, it's not a bad way to get a shirt, help a cause, and get Ultimate for a month.
Yeah.
Not bad price for $25.
No, it's not. It looks like it's a good high quality shirt, and it's a decent price for a graphic tee.
Yep.
There's definitely tees out there that are a lot more money.
There are. It's good stuff. That's it on the official Halo news side of things. We've got a couple of community highlights to go over. First one is a couple of articles from playgriffball.com. The first article we have here is the Halo 5 pre-season rankings by Skittles. He goes over and ranks the teams that are currently in the Halo 5 mini series on console. And then there's also a weekly roundup with Saber, also posted. This is week one of the, I believe, the Halo 5 stuff happening. So, yeah, go over and check those out over on playgriffball.com. Over on Forge Hub, we have the latest community favorites. So we've got some more wonderful Forge maps to look at. And these can be actual arena maps to just Forge art pieces and that kind of stuff. So these are over on ForgeHub.com. Some of the nominations. First one is Nature's Divide by Chris O. It's a very, has the St. Helios feel with it. Very common to some of the other maps that we've seen in matchmaking. And it looks like it's kind of a tectonic plate separated and there's a big crack. Mm-hmm. Kind of different levels there. Another one is Operation Black Shield by Scorpionova 1020. This one kind of looks like a garage of some kind. Next one we have is Ice Cavern by Shining Dragon 7X. This has a very Halo 1 kind of platform and simple shapes vibe with some of the kind of Halo 5 wall stuff. And it has spikes everywhere to kind of act as little ice picks or crystals or whatever.
Cool.
Yep. Next one is Spartan Bowl 54. This is by Supreme Optimus. And you can probably guess it's a stadium.
Really? I would have never thought that.
It has TVs in the corner, and it has grunts in the stands. It has goalposts. It has yard markings. It all has all of it. Spartan for scale. Next one is Argus by Chris O. again. Another Sangheili piece. Kind of looks like not a garden. What would you call that?
Courtyard
type of thing?
Get to that one here in a second.
Kind of like a Sangheili courtyard type of feel. It's kind of what I get. Next one is Arquitins by Nitro Undertaker.
Yeah, temple / courtyard of a temple or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Arquitins is a very hazy, foggy map. It's hard to tell what's actually in the background in that picture.
Kind of looks like a Star Destroyer.
In a way, it kind of does. You're right. Just with the shape of it.
Actually, yes, it is a star. It is a Star Wars themed map.
Oh.
There's a TIE fighter.
Oh, where'd you see that? I don't see that anywhere.
Next picture over.
Oh, I didn't actually click into the...
Yep.
Okay. So you were right. Very good. Number four was Complex by Arthur Bloodshot. And this has a lot of kind of... This actually might be... No, this is a Halo 2 Anniversary map, actually. Has some inspirations from GoldenEye, which I haven't played GoldenEye too much to really get a good sense of it, but...
Yeah, I have never played GoldenEye, so I can't tell you anything.
Third place is Workshop by Forger21. It's a very nice-looking aesthetic map. It's kind of a warthog garage type of thing. It has some gas canisters. It has some upper decks. Looks like it's got a tank in one of the images, some forklifts. So it kind of looks like a hangar or a garage type of place.
Yeah, looks like it's a...
Kind of makes you right at home.
Looks like that Halo 3 map, kind of.
Oh, you're talking about Rat Race?
Rat Race. Yeah. Looks like it might be inspired by Rat Race.
Could be a little bit. Second place is Emission by Zach Sewell. This one,
which is basically one of the bridges from Halo CE.
Yep. Just very concatenated. It's not nearly as long, which is nice. And then the first place is Surf by The Amazing E123. And the first picture kind of reminds me of Turf.
Mm-hmm.
And looking through some of these other pictures, it looks like there is some Turf inspirations. I see a couple of other inspirations from some of the other maps that we've seen in Halo 5 multiplayer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the description says, takes inspiration from Turf. And it's geared more towards BTB. So there you go. You can check out all of these maps and forgers over on ForgeHub.com. On the community content side of things, it was actually a pretty light week. HCS Pro Talk has episode 121 titled Tournaments Everywhere.
Well, that's about all you can do right now. Because you sure can't go to the mall.
Exactly. There's a lot of online tournaments happening right now, and they're covering all of them. So I applaud them for, because that's a lot of work.
Uh-huh, that is.
Over on the Podcast Evolve side, we've got Mission Debrief episode 92. And it's the mission repairs from Halo Wars. We've also got episode 206 of the main title podcast, and it is Infinite Forerunner Artifacts. So go check those out. On the Finish the Fight podcast side of things, we have episode 28, which is Glasslands. They make their foray into the Forerunner trilogy. And episode 29 will actually be coming out pretty soon, too. On the Sacred Icon Halo front, we have episode 27 titled Running Riot. No new podcasts from Halo Outreach Podcast, Halo Respawn, or Forward Unto Dawn. Forward Unto Dawn rarely has a podcast. They have a podcast once every 2 or 3 months, pretty much. On the YouTube side of things, it was actually pretty quiet. Only today, Hidden Experience actually released a video, and it's not really a Halo lore or Halo news video necessarily. It's a versus between Master Chief and the Nemesis from Resident Evil 3. And it's just one of his fun videos where he likes both of those franchises, so it's just a analysis comparison from his perspective of what he likes for both characters.
Like people pitting the UNSC against the Empire.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, Peck, there are definitely some new discoveries in Halo 2 tricking. I didn't actually list them, but we can certainly mention them. Halo Canon doesn't have anything new. Covenant Canon doesn't have anything new. Installation 01 has a few new things. First one is a Lore and Theory video, Flood Containment Breach on Delta Halo. Have not watched that one yet. Installment number 21 of the Armory for the Gravity Hammer. And then installment number 3 for Class 5 materials, continuing Halsey's Journal, for December 4th, 2510. I did actually listen to that one.
That's kind of an interesting way to do that.
What do you mean? Are you talking about Tepec's comment in the...
No, the way they're doing Halsey's journal.
Oh, yeah. And then there's CXEE Fox on Twitter. She's actually the one voicing Halsey. It's a really good listen. She does it. She does a pretty good Halsey. It's obviously, it's not Jen Taylor, but...
Well, of course
not. It's pretty freaking close. It's really good. Uber Nick has a video. It's just a funny and fails montage of stuff that he has from his Twitch streaming. The Halo Completionist has finished his Halo CE Lazo playlist, his revisit for a Halo on the Master Chief Collection. And he also has a 20,000 subscriber celebration Lazo Sunday Quarren stream that he posted over on his YouTube. And we got Laird lurking. What's up, nerd? From Ultimate Halo, we have two videos. First one is, can YouTubers guess people's first Halo game? And this is where Fletch gets a couple of people that he knows and asks them 9 different questions about things like who their favorite character is, what they would want to see in Infinite, what's the first game that they played at launch, a couple of things like that. And he had Ubernick, Green Skull, Hidden Xperia, and DJ Blue, which DJ Blue is not a YouTuber, but okay. They all listened to their responses to the questions, and they tried to make a guess on what that player's first Halo game was that they played. And DJ got two correct. Ubernet got one correct. And Green Skull and Hendrix Vera got none of them correct. Out of four or five people. But it was interesting. I definitely encourage you guys to check it out if you're curious, just to see how, like, what people think of is significant to them in Halo, and then what ends up being their first game. Because there were a couple things that really surprised me. And it just goes to show that no matter where you start in the Halo timeline, there's always differences of opinions on things. Like, people, mm-hmm. people that normally start with Halo 3 all don't necessarily have the same things that they latch onto or like about the Halo franchise. So it was really kind of an eye-opening experience. Like, oh, you can really dive into Halo at any point and be interested in so many things. Like, newer people can be interested in the old stuff and vice versa. Mm-hmm. Another reason why we should just respect each other and just appreciate each other's differences of opinions and all that good stuff.
Well, you know, they say what they say about opinions. They're like, oh, never mind.
That was good. I like that. The second video is why you're wrong about Battle Royale in Halo Infinite. And it's,
I actually started to watch this, but I got called away from it and I haven't finished watching it yet.
I watched through the video. It's a clickbaity title. It is super clickbaity.
Well, it is.
But he actually has a good discussion about Halo Infinite. And, like, for me, I would really like to see Halo have a Battle Royale, but I don't think it's something that necessarily needs to be in Infinite. I think Halo has the foundations to have a Battle Royale mode. Maybe it's a separate game that's developed by a side company or something like that. I'm not going to get into too much detail. But you have the groundwork for it, and Halo has a really good sandbox that works with the game mode. And he goes into, like, what things Halo has that would be good for it. Maybe some of the things that wouldn't necessarily be good for it necessarily. Like, I think he touches on splitting the player base and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm totally on board with, you don't necessarily want to put Battle Royale in Halo Infinite because that definitely splits the community. But I don't think not having Halo have a Battle Royale some mode, even if it's in a separate game, is a bad thing.
I don't have a problem with a Halo Battle Royale game. I don't have a problem with that. I don't think it needs to be in a main Halo title.
Right.
AKA Infinite. Standalone game, something like ODST or Spartan Assault, something like that.
Halo Wars franchise. Like, right. It's a separate thing.
You know, a separate game. I don't have a problem with having a Battle Royale game that's uses the Halo sandbox. That's fine. Matter of fact, it's probably one of the more appropriate game modes for the sandbox when you look outside of your traditional shooters. You know, more than you know, Modern Warfare or Call of Duty or any of those others. The sandbox and the theme of the game already kind of fit a Battle Royale game.
And look at ODSTs.
Yeah.
That's all we'll touch on Battle Royale for now, because I know there's some people that really don't like it, but
I'm one of them. I mean, I don't like the Battle Royale games.
Yeah. Which is fine. But I think at the same time, you're okay with there being a Battle Royale of Halo as long as it's not in the main, mm-hmm. main title. And it's like, okay, people that like Battle Royale, let them go play Battle Royale in the Halo game. Mm-hmm. And yeah, leave the core Halo experience the core Halo experience. Both people can be happy.
Yeah.
It's possible, people. To say that Battle Royale shouldn't be touched in Halo whatsoever, that's kind of narrow-minded, in my opinion. But we'll move on. Late Night Gaming has a video. He says, I've had it, in quotation marks, for about a week now, and how I've been handling it. So he talks about it.
It.
And since we're a podcast...
The flood has infected.
Yes. Oh. COVID-19 itself has attacked Late Night Gaming. But he's doing better when he said he posted the video. But he kind of goes about kind of describing what he went through, the things that he was experiencing, and how he kind of helped or what helped him get through some of the things. So, yeah, definitely. It's definitely one of the things, like, oh, someone in our community who's pretty well known actually got it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's more than... The odds of you getting it are still low, but they're still there.
Yeah.
So, it's not surprising someone in the Halo community came down with it, and I pray for his recovery.
Same.
Pray for everybody's recovery.
Yeah. A lot of people out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I hope you're doing all right, bud. Probably don't listen to this, but in case you do, hope you're doing well. General Heed has 4 new videos. First one is on Halo 3. Sergeant Johnson turns evil and betrays everyone. And he basically just swaps out Guilty Spark and Sergeant Johnson in the cutscene for the control room on Halo.
Well, actually, all you have to do is kill Johnson once, and he does that anyway.
I mean, there's that, too. In Halo 1, why the pistol is so effective against hunters. And again, this is one of his other videos where he digs into the tags in Halo CE, and he goes and finds out that the skin, or like the worms in the back, and actually there's a piece in the front of the hunter, it is considered a headshot, so when you shoot with a pistol, it's a headshot. It's like, yep, makes sense.
Bungie screwed up when they coded the hunters, that's why it's so easy.
Yeah. They wanted to give players a kind of clue them in on something, and it worked.
Yeah.
Halo 2, the secret unused health pack in multiplayer. He pulls out the health pack from the example map that shipped with Halo 2 Vista and shows that it has a model, it still works, it doesn't have a sound associated with it, but if you drop shields and walked over a health pack, it would actually work.
Mm-hmm.
But he has no way to know if it actually does anything. Or he says he doesn't. Made a comment on his YouTube video.
No visual cue. In Halo 2, there's no visual cue on your health. Only your shield.
What you could do is do some tests like with an SMG to see how many shots, once your shields drop, how many shots it takes like in the body for you to die. And then restart it. It's like, okay, once you know your health is fully up, get it down to that point, and like maybe one or two bullets before you would actually die, have them walk over the health pack while his shields are still down. And then start shooting him again. If it only takes one or two more bullets, then we know the mechanic's busted. But if it takes more than that, then it's like, okay, it is actually regenerating the health, even though like the health is regenerative in the game now. And then his last one is another Halo 2 one. Can you defeat Tartarus by splattering him? And the answer is yes. If you take the time to get something like a Wraith that actually has splattering damage. Into the room in the first place, and then...
I've knocked him off with a Banshee.
Well, so this is not necessarily knocking him off.
It's not a splatter.
Yeah.
It's not a splatter, and it didn't actually kill him. He just respawns back on the platform.
Right. But this is like, he actually... Tartarus died from a splatter.
Yeah.
So, it was interesting. Kevin Cool X has some videos up as well. 17 important Halo MCC bug fixes coming with Halo 2 Anniversary PC on release. So, again, this is just responses to some of the updates that we've seen and talked about already. And another couple of videos also about flight information. Same thing from Patman Gaming on one of his videos. And then he has another video of Halo CE Anniversary Terminal cutscenes at 4K 60fps. The Halo Codex released a couple of videos as well. He has Halo Oddball teaser, which I don't know if that's like a personal project he's working on. Kind of seems like it might be.
Yeah.
And then he released the Halo 3 announcement trailer from E3 2007. And then the Halo 2 trailer that was shown in theaters back in 2004. And it's a up-res version to 1080p.
I'm trying to remember that one. I remember going to the theater and seeing it.
There's a link in the show notes.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what movie we went and watched.
Well, it's 2004. What came out in 2004?
I don't know. That's the problem. I don't remember. I guess I could look.
But. Popular movies that came out in 2004.
Well, see, that's the problem. It probably wasn't a popular movie I went and watched. But I remember seeing the trailer, and I remember the theater's reaction. There were several Halo fans there.
Was it a popular? Well, no, you said it was probably not a popular movie.
I honestly don't know. I don't remember what movie it was.
Okay. Well, if you find out or remember, feel free to chime in. The last thing on the YouTube stuff is we have five of them from Team Respawn. Most of them are multiplayer stuff. First one is Reach Firefight. Second one is, or there's two Reach Firefights, one on here, two Halo Wars 2 multiplayer ones, and then there is a Halo Wars mod video, and it's actually playing as the Flood on Halo Wars Definitive Edition on PC.
Hmm.
So someone actually modded the Flood as one of the leaders that you could choose, and in the leader select screen, there were a couple other leaders as well. There was a Jackal, I think there's Johnson in there, something like that. But all of the different Flood models that you run across in the campaign were incorporated into this leader, and it had various leader powers, and the base mechanics were interesting. So it actually is a pretty well-functioning mod to actually be playing as the Flood in multiplayer.
Yeah.
So if you head on over to Team Respawn's YouTube, there's links to the mod, and I think there's also a link to a video and an iCard on how to actually install Halo Wars mods. So feel free to go on over and check it out. We have a couple more fan project stuff to go over since we didn't go over them all last week. So this is kind of the part two that'll wrap up this month's kind of catch up on fan projects. First, we have another bi-weekly update from Installation 01. And this update highlights some of the work done on crafting the needle rifle that they're doing. They have the model in like 3ds Max or Blender, whatever they're using. And they mentioned now that they actually worked on a first person view, how it would look like to the player, because that was one of the important aspects of the gun that they were trying to nail down. So they actually worked on that first, and then they started applying the colors and the textures on there, and then started working with some of the animations that they were wanting to do as well. One of the things they point out specifically in this article is they really wanted to focus on the inside guts of the gun, because one of the things that you don't see too much is a lot of the detail on the inner workings of the gun. So they have that. And then there's another piece about kind of the reloading animation, a couple of different iterations that they went through with that, and then some final lighting and other kind of more technical jargon stuff that I'm not very familiar with that they go through at the bottom. And then they have some final screenshots of what the new rifle looks like, at least the current iteration of it. You can find that out over on installation01.org if you want to read more about that and see all the pretty pictures that they have. For Downfall, an ODST story, they have a new original soundtrack piece, and this is actually official. We had talked about a music piece last week that was kind of unofficial-ish. It was kind of linked to the project, but not directly mentioned as music for the project. But there is actually a official composition for Downfall that they have posted in it's posted on YouTube. They posted in their Discord as well. It's just called Composition 01. That's literally the title of it right now. But yeah, looks pretty good. I actually haven't listened to it yet, but it's about 10 minutes long. And then in their Discord, they also showed off a Covenant Heavy Needler that they've been working on. Kind of looks like a toy, a little bit.
Well, to be honest, needlers have always looked kind of like a toy.
That is true. That is true.
They've always looked like a Nerf toy to me.
Yeah, good point. On Iron Hammer, there is a new weapon called the Brawler, and it's basically like the little what's the little thing that Atriox has, the little mace-looking thing called. Do you remember what that is?
I don't remember what it's called.
Well, anyways, it's that thing, and then it has like a chain with a big like hook spike thing at the end of it.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty interesting. Again, that's in their Discord. If you want to go check it out, their Discord link's on their social stuff if you want to look more into it. Next up we have is Halo SPV3. We had mentioned this last week, the takedown mod. This is actually by Matt Dratt, and there's actually four parts to this mod. I think it's been something that's been worked on for a while. We might actually have to get Matt Dratt on to talk about it a little bit in more detail, but it was something that we actually showed off little clips of during Halo Outpost Discovery, which I wasn't even aware that it was part of this mod. But it's, again, created by Matt Dratt. It has four parts. You have to have open source. It's a Halo CE or Halo Custom Edition mod for PC. So if you want to learn more about it, you can go to mattdratt.com. I think it's M-A-T-T-D-R-A-T-T. So two TTs on both sides. Or on both words. Next up we have is Choke Point Games. So this is Sons of the Prophets plus a whole bunch of other mod teams coming together. I finally read through the article so I can talk about it for since it actually happened back in December. So four different mod groups which had actually come together to work on an Arma 3 mod, which is still not named yet, and they haven't really been talking about it yet, have come together under Choke Point Games. And Unikraken is the head of the studio and is the teams behind Sins of the Prophets and Sins of a Galactic Empire, which are Sins of a Solar Empire mods. Operation Homefront, which is also another Halo mod for the game Homeworld, which is made by Gearbox. And then Evolutions, a real-time strategy. Evolutions, real-time strategy evolved. This is for Command & Conquer 3, Tiberian Wars, which is an expansion pack for Command & Conquer 3. So because the main reason of this is because of all the manpower that was shared amongst all the teams. And again, that was for the thing that really started this off was this Arma 3 mod, which is still nameless, and they haven't talked about it much yet. But they're now all under one group, and that's the origin of Choke Point Games. So there's three Halo mods, one Star Wars mod, and one mod that is still kind of unknown. But based on their Facebook header, it looks like a Halo mod. They have the five different mods up there, and then the one on the very left is pixelated for their Arma 3 unknown mod.
Mm.
And then they have a couple of technical diaries that they have, or dev diaries as they call them, over on their mod DV page. First one is a kind of the tech tree stuff that they've changed up. And again, I haven't played Sins of a Solar Empire, so a lot of this stuff is going to probably be news to some people unless you play the mod, or you might not understand it too much. Like I haven't, but I pulled out the highlights so we can talk about it here. The tech tree has been reduced from 8 to 5 tiers, mainly balance-related changes. Previously, the filler tiers seemed bloated, and progression and bonuses players were receiving from them wasn't being rewarding to players. So each tech is made more functionally important to allow for bigger bonuses to be handed out for tech research done. This also helps players spend less time in the research menu and more time playing. This is also accomplished by having a dedicated tab for the leader research system for both UNSC and Covenant factions. And one little caveat to this is they had to remove the dedicated fleet supply tab to make room for the leader system research trees. Their next dev diary is called Articles of Faith. They mentioned in here they have reintroduced the culture mechanic and all the and have made some big changes to the planetary logistics from the culture stuff that they've re-implemented. It's been reintroduced and is contained specifically to the economic sphere of the game, affecting only planetary allegiance systems within the game mechanics. Changes to planetary logistics include reduced cost factors, or reducing cost factors by 4, making each structure only cost 1 logic unit in the game, and there are a couple of exceptions there. Their next dev diary is titled War Never Changes But Combat... And here they talk about a substantial overhaul in how ships fight and how they've been more tuned to actually have specific differences between the factions and also makes engagements a little bit longer. So they've done this by reducing damage per second by 1/2, but from their playtesting, the lethality of the ships still remain pretty high. The MAC cannons on the UNSC ships reload slightly faster. And then plasma torpedoes will actually deal 1/2 their damage over time after striking enemy ships. So kind of like having this plasma splash effect actually do something. Weapon ranges are now based on the armament type instead of being the universal distance that you can have weapons be shot at. Ship speeds are now split into five different categories. And then fleets will have a traveling speed of the slowest ship in that fleet. And then each ship has a unique defense and damage type that they've associated as well. Then the final article that we have on the Sins of the Prophet side of things is Warlords actually being released. So this is version 0.90.2 of Sins of the Prophet's mod. And this includes all the stuff that we had just talked about. The leaders on the UNSC side are Hood, Cole, and Stanforth. And then on the Covenant side is Regret, Thel Vadimi, and Zaitan Jar Watani. Research trees and balance, as mentioned before. There's a new Thanatos class ship, which is a homegrown ship that the Sins of the Prophets team actually built for the game. And there is a new King of the Hill mode within the mod as well. And then there's some new music added. So there you go. There's all the updates there. And of course, we mentioned before that from the merger with Choke Point Games, there are two other fan projects that we were not aware of that we're now aware of. And we will see if we can either get Unikraken on or maybe some of the lead devs of those specific games on at some point. And it is, again, Evolutions, Real-Time Strategy Evolved, which is a mod for Command & Conquer 3, Tiberium Wars, which is, again, an expansion pack on Command & Conquer 3. And then Operation Homefront, which is a fan mod for the Gearbox Software game Homeworld.
How fitting.
Right?
A Halo mod for a Gearbox game.
Exactly. Does Gearbox help bring Halo to PC?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty... what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know why I'm blanking on this word. Coincidental. There we go. That's the word I was kind of looking for. Not quite, but it works. On the Operation Trebuchet side of things, there's just a lot of stuff in the Discord, so I'm just kind of point some things out. There's a lot of new weapon models that they've been working on, some new architecture and things as well. So it's kind of starting back in January where we kind of stopped off with the Operation Trebuchet folks. There's a new kind of hologram table. So like a mission debrief table type of thing going on. Next thing we have here, some new marine models with three different kinds of camouflage. So your normal camouflage, forest camouflage, and winter camouflage. We also have the same table with lighting effects, which makes for some pretty cool theatrical type cutscenes. Some new body armor. A couple new ships. Looks like frigate class ships that they've put together. A lot of that texture stuff. There's a computer monitor type thing. So remember from the Pillar of Autumn, the different screens that you can see the technicians working on. They've modeled those and have put them into some command centers. There's a couple of different guns, like designated marksman rifle stuff. There's a Spirit dropship they've been working on, Spartan laser, a couple of other ammo packs. So kind of bringing that Halo 1 aspect, which I actually made this... I think I'm going to make this a Halo idea if I haven't already, but what's kind of your thought about bringing those ammo packs that were kind of in Halo 1 into Halo Infinite? Like being able to forge specific ammo boxes for rockets, for sniper, for pistol. What's your thought on that?
You know, honestly, it could go either way. You know, in... As far as a multiplayer, it doesn't really seem to make that much sense because you're spawning the weapon already and you spawn the weapon with the correct amount of ammo to balance it. So having extra ammo on a multiplayer map is kind of, I don't know, it kind of breaks it a little bit. That was one of the problems with, you know, certain maps in Halo 2 with rockets. There were rocket reloads around the map. So the rocket launcher would stay alive a lot longer than it really should have.
Maybe just don't have it for arena and maybe have it for social and customs.
Now, if you could make a custom campaign or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, even if it was just campaign, I think it'd be a cool addition to bring back.
As far as in campaign, that would be fine with me. I wouldn't have a problem with that. But as being a forge piece for multiplayer, not really.
I definitely don't think for competitive it would be something, but
yeah.
I think for casual or fun kind of minigame stuff or really forge wacky stuff, I think it could work. People could find a way to make it work. Not to mention Machinima.
I'm just
curious on your thought.
Of course, if they're going to do that, they could make Spartans be able to walk around with no weapons.
Yeah, that without some weird crazy button combo stuff would be nice.
Or having a depleted energy sword in their hand.
Yeah.
Walking around like this.
Overcharge, plasma pistol, pick up oddball, and drop everything in Halo 2.
Yeah.
Yep. Which is it possible to do Halo 5 without a weapon in your hand? I don't think it is.
No, you have to use a depleted energy sword.
Yeah.
But in Halo 3, there was a mod out there, or a mod tool out there, where you could actually spawn.
Right, they mod the game type.
Well, no. You could spawn carrying a turret or a flamethrower or something like that, and then when you dropped it, you would have no weapon.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Because I actually made a game type that was kind of like a hot potato, where you would spawn in. It was on cold storage.
Mm-hmm.
You would spawn in one of the side rooms. You would have to drop the flamethrower.
Jump to a teleporter.
And then you would go, you would go into the arena through, a one-way shield door.
Cool.
And, the idea was to have the highest score, but if you hung onto the ball too long,
whoosh. Yeah.
And it was random, so.
And that game type, I mean, not the weaponless version, but that hot potato game mode has been in Action Sack.
Oh, yeah.
So.
It has been.
Yeah.
But, with Halo 3, I was able to mod it to where, you didn't have a weapon. And, if anybody brought the flamethrower in, they were walking slower than anybody else anyway. So.
Yeah. Yeah, they were.
And I made, I also made it where if you walked over the ball, you picked it up.
That's smart. That's really smart.
I had two game types. I had one where you collected the most time, and then one whoever had the least amount of time won as well.
Oh.
So the idea was not to pick up the ball.
Did you do that like in a really tight room or?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
So no matter what, somebody did, if they dropped the ball, they would almost always immediately pick it back up.
Because they were right by it, yeah.
Yeah. You had to drop it near someone else. So they would pick up the ball.
Okay. Interesting. Very cool. A couple other things we've gotten here. Remember the anti-air turret from Reach?
Mm-hmm.
They rebuilt that whole thing. That's in here. They have
nice.
A new weapon called the... I just saw the name. Where'd it go? The MA-37K, it's a Halo Reach-inspired carbine of the MA-37 assault rifle, and it looks like a mix between the battle rifle, the assault rifle, and an SMG, a Silenced SMG.
Interesting combination.
This thing is nuts. It's actually on ArtStation. It's not just a drop in here, so I'll post this link in the Mixer chat for those interested in seeing it, but it is... I mean, it looks really cool, and it looks like a really good gun, but there's just so many different pieces slapped onto this thing.
No, it's just looks like a silenced BR is what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Just a much more detailed version than we normally get.
With a stock and bumper and rail and, yeah. There's also some Unicy armory crates, a Spirit, a new rocket launcher, one of those little... hovering things that walks around with the Medic Marines in Halo Wars. I don't remember what that's called, but they've modeled one of those in here. They have, speaking of which, one of the Spanker Rocket ammo packs. They actually have one of those they've been working on. There's a Scorpion M808S tank they've been working on. Some field textures as far as kind of like mountain desert ranges, grassy ranges, mountainous ranges they've been working on improving. There's a DMR that they've also been working on. And it looks like that's about it. They also have another, I think this is a campaign, but it's called First Contact. It's version 2.0. It was released back in March. There's a version 0.2.2 alpha. So I didn't mean to say 2.0. I meant to say 0.2 earlier. But it's an expansion on Operation Trebuchet. And it's probably a specific mission or map variant or something like that. So yeah, that's the updates from the two big ones that we normally don't go through, or we haven't gone through the last couple of times. So now we're all up to date on our projects, minus the two new ones that we've talked about in the whole Checkpoint or Choke Point Games merger, which we'll try to get some people on to talk about those. So the last thing we have for tonight is doing our community poll. We asked people this week what their favorite FPS PvP multiplayer is. And I made that specific because there's multiplayer in Halo Wars 2, so I didn't want to exclude that. And I wanted to make sure it was first-person shooter. And I also wanted to make sure it was PvP because I could exclude Halo 3 ODST. People would be like, you missed out on Firefight. So it's specifically arena-style multiplayer PvP first-person shooter. We have a lot fewer options to deal with, so it's not nearly as hectic. Mm-hmm. So the options we have, obviously, are Halo CE, Halo 2, Halo 3, Halo 4, Halo 5, and Halo Reach. Pretty simple, right? At least I think so. We got quite a few responses on Discord and Twitter. Not anything on Facebook again, which is okay. A lot of our following is on Twitter, so that kind of makes sense. Starting off with the Discord. The first one comes from Unicy Marine, and he says Halo 3. Primarily, the multiplayer and customs are nostalgic. I completely agree with that.
And the shot registration sucks. Oh.
Well, yeah, that... I mean, that's always going to be there, unfortunately. Not much we can do about that. I do appreciate how they've updated the aim mechanic to where it doesn't suck anymore.
I still can't hit with it.
I mean, that's true. Yeah. Sure. Can't really say anything to that. Spartan0398, he says he's stuck between Halo 3 and Halo Reach and Halo 5 because they all have great custom games. For Writing Spartan, he says Halo 2 for Bungie and Halo 5 for 343, but Halo 5 overall. Skyrim Halo says Halo 5. Misa Red also says Halo 5. Pins says he's guessing Warzone Firefight wouldn't count, which is correct in this case. He's going to say Halo 4 followed by Halo 5. Speg, who I don't know if he's still here in the Mixer chat, might not be anymore, but he said he's going to roll with Halo 2. However, his heart goes out to Halo 3. Halo 2 had some great mechanics and glitches. However, Halo 3, with being my first online experience with the franchise, forging many great friendships and memories along the way, it gets the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. Halo 3 was definitely in the peak of Halo community stuff happening with Halo.
Mm-hmm.
Grunty says, if I was allowed three entries, I would say Halo 3 for good matchmake games, Halo Reach for decent content, and then Halo 4 for the same reason as good content as Reach, as far as like decent games and Forge maps. For Fuchs, he didn't. It looks like Reach for him, pretty much. You actually responded to this. You said...
No, I said Halo 5.
Yep. Followed by Halo 2.
Yeah, it's just... It will never be Halo 3. Don't get me wrong. The biggest thing with Halo 3 is the community. And I think that's why it's so many people's favorite. But in my opinion, it was the worst multiplayer.
For me, it was...
The actual multiplayer part of it.
Yeah, it was the least fun for me to play multiplayer in.
Mm-hmm.
And my vote's actually the same as you. It's Halo 5 followed by Halo 2.
Yeah.
For me. Hawkstrike says Halo 3. An easy choice for him. And he has a whole narration thing, which
yeah,
we won't go into now. Over on Twitter, we have Duquesne saying Halo 2 is his favorite PvP multiplayer, although Halo 3 has the best maps, in his opinion. He really likes the gunplay of Halo 2. Troy DeBoss, 72. He says he's torn between Halo CE Sandbox, Halo 3 for Halo 3, in Halo 5 because of diversities and way to tackle multiple game modes and customs. Late Night Gaming, he says Halo 3 with Halo CE being a close second. Dominic Clark or Freelancer underscore 960, he says Halo 5. Halo 5 from James Lyle. We've got Halo 3 from Puff Magic. Halo 5 with Halo 2 Anniversary being close second from Majora Z. We've got Skamate 2, Halo 3. Sheenster, 54757, says Reach. Rage More Nerd says, I won three FFA tournaments at Outpost Discovery on Halo 3, so that makes it an easy pick. Patman Gaming, he says Halo 2. Dark Scorch says Halo 5. Terminator D210 says Halo 3. Mr. Street Lamp says Halo 5. Ghost Carnus says Halo 3. Thrash 476 says, time for an unpopular opinion, Halo 4, which isn't that unpopular in this poll. David Meacham says Halo 5. Roy Yuji Gunblade says Halo 2. Master Chief FOR, he says, you can't make me pick. I love every single one of them. That's not the point of this poll. The point is if you had to pick one. B-Train says favorite for him is going to be Halo 4. Anthrax, shout out to Anthrax, being one of the workers on the Halo Outpost floor. He said he liked the game flow and speed of the time to kill on Halo Reach the best. So Halo Reach for him. Wally 6161, Halo 2. Banami says Halo 3, no question. The real Jeff Coat or Coty says Halo 2. Socks with Sandals, shout out to him. He says probably Modern Warfare 2 or Halo Reach. I'm not sure what he meant by that, but Halo Reach, take it. Josh Barrier says Halo 2. Loosed Cannon says Halo CE. Ma7 Function says Halo 5. Skeletron or at underscore UE underscore says Halo 2 is king, Halo 3 is just bad. CE has great map.
Good opinion.
Halo CE has great map variety, but I don't know if I like it more than 3. So Halo 2 for him, pretty much. I'm just here to reate. He says Halo 5. Game with Gains says Halo 3. Zeta Sector says Halo Reach. Shaman ND says Halo 2. Kevin Cool X, shout out to a fellow podcaster, says Halo 3. Lie Dead says CE. Aotreus says Halo 4. And Fidel Cato says Halo 2.
You know, that was actually pretty much how I saw it. I figured Halos 2, 3, and 5 would be pretty close together.
Yeah.
As far as votes.
I'm surprised it was that spread. I think the top two contenders are Halo 2 and Halo 3 in this poll.
Well, yeah.
Closely followed by 5.
Mm-hmm. Which is closely followed by 4. So, yeah, it's...
4? Well, yeah. No, you're probably... Right.
Reach.
Yeah, Reach.
I think there was probably more Reach votes than there was 4 votes, but...
Yeah, I think the order was... Yeah, I think the order probably would have been 3, 2, 5, Reach, 4, CE.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of people on the CE side of things. I'm surprised there weren't a couple of more CEs. I know it's definitely not up there.
Well, a lot of it with CE is it was always, for me, it was always custom games. Because back in the day, there was no Xbox Live.
Sure.
So it was all technically custom games. So there was no real matchmaking there. But yeah, it's, you know, Halo CE ranks right up there for nostalgia reasons. Of all the Halo games, it was probably the least balanced.
Yeah, I mean, it was the first one.
It was the first one, and I give them that. But it's, don't get me wrong, it had its fun factor. You know, especially shooting across Blood Gulch, you know, shooting at a name. You know, scoped in with the pistol, shooting at a name and killing someone.
Yeah.
Or, again, on Blood Gulch, hiding at the very back of the map with the sniper rifle. You know, in your black armor in the shadow and shooting people across the map. praying they didn't see the vapor trail to see spot where you were. Taking the ghost and, you know, climbing up the backside of Blood Gulch to get into the hidey spot.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There are lots of interesting little quirks and map glitches back in the Bungie Halo days.
Well, there still are. They're just
not
as unique as the ones that were in some of the Bungie games.
True. There is a video that Topek actually wanted us to mention that I forgot to mention earlier. I just saw them on my Twitter feed. Should have gone to the YouTube section, but Mr. Monopoly managed. So you've seen all this stuff that he's been doing lately about like glitching yourself into another character on Halo 2.
Yeah, I haven't watched every one of them, but I did watch the latest one.
So his latest shenanigans was actually doing that to get Sergeant Johnson on Metropolis. And apparently, to do that glitch, he had to fire his weapon exactly 32,739 times to get whatever this, like, overflow variable, whatever, to actually get him to spawn as Johnson.
Yeah, how do you figure this stuff out? I mean, come on, people. How do you figure this out?
I'm guessing it has to be...
I mean, if... Trial and error? Really?
Not that count. It has to be something with going into the code.
Yeah, but how would you come up with that specific number? It's not like they had a little note there. If you do this, you can spawn as Johnson. Well, it is Bungie, so it's possible.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
There's some identifier that probably links to that specific tag, and because of this overload glitch thing, managed to just find the right tag value that needed to be, or a right hex value or something. I don't know. There might be a video out there where he explains how he got to that specific number, or he might have one.
He usually puts out a... He usually puts out an explanation video a few days after he releases the glitch.
Yeah. There's been a lot of people taking advantage of those glitches, though. A lot of people.
Yeah, I watched somebody do it, playing the game as a grunt.
Yep. That was... Is that Rejected Shotgun or someone else?
I don't remember who it was, actually.
Could have been General Heed, too. Could have been General Heed. I think we may have touched on it last week. I'm not sure. So that's all the stuff we have for the podcast tonight. It's actually a short one for a change. Actually, for the recording of this, we're actually under an hour and a half, which is a rarity these days. So, anything to wrap up with before we close out the show tonight, GT?
No. I look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow night for Fraggin' Friday. You can find me on Twitter, Mixer, Twitter and Mixer at Godzilla Todd. I'm on Xbox Live at Godzilla Space T, so if you want to join in tomorrow night, feel free to send me a message and I'll get you invited in. Party starts at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can watch us right here on Twitch, Mixer, and YouTube. And I hope to see you all tomorrow night.
Very nice. If you want to find my personal stuff, I'm pretty much at Duststorm on lots of different places. Wherever Duststorm is taken, I'm Duststorm117, with the minor exception of Duststorm Pettigrew on Instagram, I think. Going into the wrap-up, you can find us on all of our social media platforms. We are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just search for Podtackler on each one of those platforms, or go to podtackler.com/whatever the platform is to find us there. And you can find our live stream content over on Twitch, Mixer, and YouTube. We stream every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time for our podcast, Friday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time for our Fragment Friday, which GT just mentioned, and then Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, which is our achievement hunting stream. Like I said at the beginning of the show, currently going through Halo Wars 2 with Bobby. If you would like to come and participate and help get us achievements, or if you would like us to help you get achievements, please reach out to us and let us know. For Fraggin' Friday, make sure you join up in our Discord. We have a poll that we post there every Friday to determine if we're going to play Halo 5 on Xbox, MCC on Xbox, or MCC on PC for the game night. A lot of people have been voting for MCC recently, so if you want to change that up a little bit and have some Halo 5, please go in and vote. If there's enough of a split vote, we will do a split lobby with GT hosting one, and I will host the other. You can interact with us on Discord, or our Spartan Company, or our Xbox Club. Again, if you're wanting to check those out, you can just search Podtackler on all those platforms, and it'll work. That should work. Thanks, Skyrim, for all of the sparks on Mixer. 10,000 of them. All 10,000 sparks. You can support us on Patreon. I know given the current situation of things, money is tight, so obviously don't feel obligated to have to support us that way now, but if you feel so inclined, there's some Patreon perks that we have, including VODs of the live streams, show notes, polls that you will be able to actually vote in to help determine what we're going to be talking about on some different topics throughout the months coming ahead. And we actually will have our first poll up here in a couple of weeks. You can also purchase stuff through Amazon as well. If you make purchases on Amazon regularly, which given the current state of things, you might be purchasing more now. We have an affiliate link, so before you check out, go over to podtackler.com/Amazon, and then when you check out, we will get a small portion of the price that you paid for your stuff. It doesn't cost anything extra. It's still your normal stuff. We just get a super small chunk of change based off purchases that you make. And then if you don't want to do either of those, if you want to donate to us directly, we have a PayPal that you can use. podtackler.com/donate will take you there, and you can donate however much you feel led to donate. All the support helps us keep the lights on, helps keep the website running, keeps the domain stuff going, and hopefully in the not too distant future, if we get enough support, we will be looking to kind of turn the tide around as far as doing some events like giveaways, some tournaments that we've been wanting to do, and some other types of things that we've always wanted to do, but didn't really have the funding to do it. So if you would like to support us, great. If not, definitely understand. We do obviously do the podcast because it's a labor of love, and we will continue to do that for the time that we are running the podcast. You can also check out the Halo Hub, which is a place where you can share your content if you are a content creator, or if you just like appreciating the content that people make in the Halo community, you can share stuff there as well. And to find that, you can go on over to thehalohub.com. Well, GT, it's been a nice, shorter podcast for a change.
Yeah, I can go to bed at a normal time.
Right?
Almost.
Next week, we will be covering Renegades, the book. Unless there's any objection. GT, no objections.
I've been waiting for 3 years. What are you talking about?
So we will be doing Renegades next week. And it'll be one of our last shows that GT and I are the only ones here, as we be looking to get some more guests on the show. If you have any ideas for guests that you'd like to see, please reach out to us on Discord or social media and let us know who you would like to see on the show. That'll be it for us tonight. Thanks everyone for tuning in, and until next time, I'm Cracking the Drugs.